My guest at this time is Wyoming State Representative Kendall Croker. He joins me now to discuss legislation that he has proposed and that has passed the House of Representatives in his state that would apply penalties for enforcing what he considers federal gun regulations, much along the lines of what's being considered in Washington right now, that he feels are an infringement of our constitutional rights. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Explain for our listeners what your bill does.
A few years ago, I think it was 4 years ago, Wyoming passed a law that said that any gun that was manufactured in the state and remained exclusively within the state was not subject to federal regulation. And if somebody came in to enforce that regulation, then we would arrest them and throw them in prison. And we expanded that bill this year by adding a clause that said any future ban by the federal government that would put bans on semi-automatic rifles or magazine size would not be allowed to be enforced in Wyoming, and we would have, again, misdemeanor penalties for anyone who tried to enforce it. And we expanded it to apply to any gun that's owned in Wyoming and remains exclusively within the state of Wyoming.
How concerned are you about what's being considered here in Washington?
We're very concerned. I truly believe that Obama and Feinstein would go as far as they felt they could get away with as far as taking guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens.
Explain now also how the federal and state laws work together here. If, in fact, some of what Obama and Feinstein are proposing were to be approved and made into federal law, especially as it relates to semi-automatic firearms and magazines, if the federal law is passed, how does that mesh with state law? Usually federal law trumps state law.
People say that, but the Constitution says that the Constitution itself is the supreme law of the land, and the federal government can only pass laws that are in pursuance with the Constitution. And because this is an intrastate matter and not interstate commerce, that's why we specifically said that the guns have to stay exclusively within the states. We believe that there's no authority for the federal government to impose their restrictions on us. And realistically, if it got challenged, it would go to court. And I mean, there's no way to say for sure what the outcome is going to be. But from my point of view, I take an oath to uphold the Constitution, and both the Wyoming Constitution and U.S. Constitution guarantee the right to bear arms. And so I look at it as that's all we can do. And if it gets shut down, then at least we tried our best and sent the feds a message that we're not going to take what they're doing lightly.
What's your assessment of the Second Amendment? Do you believe that the existing gun laws are okay? Do you believe they already go too far? How do you believe the framers would have approached this debate?
I truly believe that originally the framers would have said that the federal government has no authority to put any restrictions on a citizen's right to own guns, but I do believe that they would have agreed with the state's rights to regulate them within the state.
And in terms of the way this debate is unfolding in Wyoming, what are you hearing from your constituents and from people across the state about your legislation in anticipation of possible new regulations coming out of the federal government?
They have been overwhelmingly in support of the legislation that we proposed and passed today. At last count, I think I had received close to 700 emails for it, and I think 13 against.
You mentioned in the beginning, not only does this law specifically relate to Wyoming in terms of transportation of firearms, they have to stay in the state, but also manufacturing weapons. It only applies to firearms made in Wyoming?
The original law only applied to firearms that were made in the state and remain in the state. With the version of the bill that we passed today, we updated it to all firearms that are owned within the state.
And where does the bill go from here? Does it go to the Senate? Any expectation of much trouble getting this to be amended?
I have no idea. I can't figure out at all what the Senate's going to do with anything. We've had bills that will pass the House with an overwhelming majority that fail in the Senate with an overwhelming majority, and sometimes they do exactly the same kind of things that we do. So I've just learned to stop guessing, and I'll just hope for the best and follow its progress.
Sounds a lot like Washington. For those of our listeners who aren't aware of the breakdown, do different parties control the two chambers, or just a different philosophy between the leadership on both sides?
Just a different philosophy. We have an overwhelming Republican majority in both houses. The ratio is actually identical in the House and the Senate. But it just, there seem to be, the senators are a lot more, we have a lot more turnover in the House than they do in the Senate, And it seems like there's a few senators that just hold a lot of power, and when they speak, they seem to control the mood of the body. And sometimes if one of the guys who's been there that a lot of people listen to that decides he doesn't like a bill, they really seem to follow his lead in killing it. So we're hoping that doesn't happen here, but we'll see.
Last question, what advice would you give to lawmakers here in Washington as they consider this gun debate?
I would say respect the Second Amendment and realize that that a one-size-fits-all solution is not the way to go. Allow the states to, you know, to stand for themselves. We have 50 state legislatures for a reason. You know, let us make our own laws and just stick to the important things that we can't do anything about.
Thank you very much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Kendall Croker is a Republican state representative in the state of Wyoming. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.